Geraldo got remixed on one of the tracks.
Oh.
And
so he has personal vendetta towards Kendrick Lamar.
Well, he said they've said things about him on Fox News, but I mean, is this being recorded?
Yes.
Because I sometimes like to know what I'm saying when I'm being recorded.
This is all sound check. Don't even worry. It's not, you know, it's not going to air. Don't worry. Hey, Aaron. Why don't you take your top off?
Okay, sure. Real sure. Good. Nice. How's that?
And
how's
then
that?
He's got a lady in the background that's going,
good.
Ha ha ha.
That's Robin.
Not your sister.
No, not my sister. Man, that's good. I don't care what anybody says.
There's some that call this the nectar of the gods.
Yeah. No, seriously, do you guys have a problem with Diet Coke, like, in general there?
Oh, I did about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I've been around you a lot since then.
Right.
And you're addicted to Diet Coke. And there have been many times where I was in a pinch and I needed a soda. And I reached into the refrigerator and all there was Diet Coke. And so I still don't prefer it, but I can drink it now, which is when I was younger, I could not drink it.
I see. Aaron, how do you feel about it?
Diet Coke. I feel that this is a, I'm going to be honest. I don't really know the appeal of diet sodas to begin with. I mean, it's a soda. It shouldn't be a very healthy sort of thing to begin with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think people drink them because they're healthier.
Okay.
The other. I mean, technically, it's, I mean,
I keep
it's because, like, you either have a couple cups of sugar.
Sure.
Or you have a couple cups, or not even a couple cups, you have much less aspartame.
Okay.
Like, I think it's just, like, people want the bubbles and the sweetness. And, like, I mean, that's why I started drinking it, because, like, drinking.
Well, I have no idea. That's why I brought it up. From my perspective.
I like the taste.
But yeah, that's all that matters.
It's weird.
Hey. I'm not passing judgment on anyone. I'm just saying, from my personal experience, I think the idea of a diet soda is just kind of weird to begin with.
I see.
The taste, on the other hand, it's not bad. People talk a lot of crap about Diet Coke and other sort of diet beverages. I mean, the only real horrible diet soda I think I've ever drinking was the diet chocolate soda that I had once. It was probably the worst soda I've ever tasted.
Oh, yeah, sounds bad.
Yeah, that just sounds like a mistake.
It was the worst thing I ever had. I think. No, Diet Coke tastes great. It's fine. It's never bothered me.
I think the chief complaint is, like, when you're expecting to drink a diet version of Coke, you expect it to taste like Coke, and this does not taste anything like Coca-Cola.
Okay, fair enough. This definitely doesn't. I had an original Coca-Cola earlier today, and yeah, I mean, it's not really comparable. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I still think there's a taste in Diet Coke that is really unnatural. There's like this weird feeling I get when I'm drinking it that just feels like it's a chemical or something. I don't know, but I mean, did you drink sodas before you drank Diet Coke?
No, Diet Coke was the first soda I ever had. Like, I was 3 years old, and my grandfather handed me a bottle of Diet Coke and said, "Joel, you can never drink anything else." No, that's not true. Of course I drank. I drank regular soda before that. I didn't start drinking Diet Coke until high school, when I was like, boy, all these sugar sodas are probably keeping me fat. Now, I'm still fat. So I don't know.
I feel like maybe, was there a push for diet sodas at some point? Like, I feel like maybe there was a campaign, maybe, that made people want to start drinking more diet soda instead of regular. I don't know. But I feel like when I was younger, the idea of drinking a diet soda was almost like, you're crazy. Unless you were like, I noticed a lot of moms drinking diet sodas. But I didn't notice, like, teenagers.
What about in, what is the movie where the person's like, oh, a Diet Coke breath?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's like, it's some high school kids movie. I want to say, huh, I Hate About You? No. Wasn't that. It was, oh man, it's got, this is bad, never mind.
It's okay, Joel. Don't worry.
It's probably a movie you watched a lot without me.
She's All That. That's what it is.
Oh.
Because Freddie Prinze Jr. goes up for a kiss, and the popular girl, and she's like, oh, I've got Diet Coke breath, and that turns out she was dating this guy. This other guy, played by that one actor. Why do I have this movie memorized?
Because the Diet Coke reference,
perhaps? Oh, yeah. That's yeah. Anytime they mention Diet Coke.
You can only see movies where they mention Diet Coke.
New list.
You?
New list for you to make, Joel.
Our podcast. Diet Coke Minute. Every movie has mentioned Diet Coke minute by minute. That's probably not a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. I really hated that gold can. Was that caffeine free?
Yeah, it was caffeine free. That's dirt. Yeah.
That one, yeah. I was like, if I reached into someone's, you know, cooler ice chest, and I was pulling cans out. If I got a silver one, I'd be kind of bummed because that was either diet or root beer. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, oh no. And then if I got a gold can, I would be like, oh no.
You'd walk up to the person whose house it was and be like, what is this?
No, just, what only have
is this?
Gold cans in here?
You're so afraid of caffeine as a flavoring agent or whatever. Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, caffeine, like, adds a flavor. Like,
it really does.
I don't think there's any difference between caffeine-free Coke and regular Coke except for the caffeine, and it, like, tastes. It tastes different. That's, yeah. It's really lame. This microphone is not picking me up.
I guess it must be like drinking that non-alcoholic beer. I don't know.
Yeah.
People are like, for the taste.
Yeah, I like.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, that's probably the thing I hate the most about beer is the taste.
It's anything that you've been drinking for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like you get used to it. Like I still can't stand the taste of coffee, but people drink that all the time, right?
Yeah.
Aaron?
I had one cup of coffee in my life.
Mm-hmm. One? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's not very many.
Yeah. Well, you know, growing up Mormon is definitely a thing that we were not supposed to have, and so I was tempted. I wanted to try it out, so I
tried. That was your bad boy phase.
Yeah, you know it. Experimental phase, yeah. I tried it. It was like the most disgusting thing ever I ever tasted, right up there with a Diet Shasta chocolate soda or whatever I had, you know? But the thing with drinking that cup of coffee, it also gave me, like, the worst heartburn ever.
Aww.
So, like, the whole day, I was like, never again. I'm never having this this thing called coffee ever again. And I haven't. I haven't. One cup, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
I was hoping you were going to say that the caffeine in the coffee gave you superpowers. Very
brief, no.
But you couldn't handle the responsibility.
Probably. Maybe that was the adverse heartburn.
It was trying to grow in your body.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Mm. No thanks.
I remember Diet Right being pretty bad, too.
Any generic, like, cola, like, first of all, if you're getting a generic cola, if you're getting the Vons brand, you're getting Right, yeah, whatever the Right cola, any of that stuff is not very good. There's, like, that tastes chemical to me. Sorry, the diet versions of those are, they might as well be poison. Of course, you've probably seen me drinking one before because I'm a crazy person, but yeah.
Have you ever had someone freak out on you for drinking a soda that was in their fridge?
No.
I have.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a house where it was like, sodas are for adults.
Right.
And that causes this thing of like, you really want a soda. Like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, when I'm an adult, I can drink as much soda as I want.
That's one of the many advantages of being an adult. You could tell a kid that soda's for adults.
I don't think in my adult life I've ever had that moment where I told a kid that's for adults. At least not yet.
Aaron, you have ample opportunity. You got that fridge right in front of the place where you're usually parked at work. And you got kids reaching in there all the time. You should, like, a kid should, like, reach in there, grab a soda, and be like, hey, it's for adults only.
That's what you would do.
Hell yeah, I would. I'd be having all kinds of fun.
Oh my gosh, you'd be telling tales.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I know what I gotta do now.
Don't read that comic book. It's the haunted
one. Oh, no, that's true. Actually, I have done that. I take it back. Not the soda situation, but there have been many times where I've had to take a comic from a kid.
Oh, because yeah. It was rated M, right?
Yeah.
I'd like somebody was obviously an adult come up with a comic book and be like, are you old enough to buy this? I'm older than you.
Uh-huh.
Likely story. Listen, the reason why Diet Coke is good, besides that taste, which I like, is that you can drink it and pretend it's water and be completely guilt-free and never have to think about it.
Cool.
Right?
I guess so. You'll have to compare notes with Mike Sterling.
Why, he's a Diet Coke
head? He's a devoted, or at least he was for, I don't know where he's at now in his journey of life, but when I knew him, when I knew him well. I'm sorry.
Spin me a tale of Sterling.
I was trying to think, what was the line that Riker said to Captain Picard?
I wish I knew that, Mike Sterling.
Yeah.
That Jean-Luc.
I wish I had known that Jean-Luc. No, Captain Mike Sterling Picard, he used to really enjoy his Diet Coke when he was managing the Seth's Games and Anime Ralph's Comic Corner. I think he oftentimes would have at least one per day, perhaps two. But it was great though, because he had a little cozy he would slide his soda into, pop open the can, and then he'd drop a straw in. It was like,
oh yeah,
I had it all memorized.
He had a whole system.
Yeah. He had a system down. Yeah.
See, I don't have a system. I'll get it any way I can get it. You know, if it's, there's a puddle on the ground, delicious. So I might as well.
Store would be completely quiet, but then you hear a can pop. Yep, and you knew Mike was at it again.
Worst ninja.
Wasn't one of the ad campaigns for Diet Coke just for the taste of it?
Yeah.
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Well, I like the taste of it.
Well, I guess
it seems like
not,
it was a bad idea.
Not for you.
I've heard that there's an equation that if you drink 8 Diet Cokes in a day, you will be crazy. It makes you crazy if you drink 8 a day.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
I'm going to say 8's excessive for anything.
Now you tell me this.
8 Sprites in a day, I think you go crazy.
Sarah, I'm like the mom in Nightmare on Elm Street. That time you were talking to me in bed and I turned around and I had a bottle of Diet Coke.
Oh my god, the bottles.
Yeah. Just magically appear. Well, I think I've certainly had days where I have drunken 8 cans of Diet Coke. I mean, not very often, but like when I was a game tester, you know, working overtime, sometimes
a 6-pack,
I'd be doing that all day. Like, well, the fridge, like they would stock the fridge every day with sodas for the testers, at least when I was working for Midway. And like, you know, but just get a soda if I ran out and then go get another soda, you know, spend 3 hours in the toilet, you know, and then, you know, drink another.
All right. Well,
I mean, that's not healthy. It's not. Don't get me wrong. And like, I mean, we even had this discussion when I stopped drinking for a while. Like, I figured out a perfectly good reason not to drink diet soda. And that's because the part of your body that regulates blood sugar
reacts the same way to any form of sweetness, whether it's actual sugar or not. It will produce insulin into your body. And so you could overwork it just by drinking these things. If it doesn't have sugar, the insulin is made to like work with the sugar so that your body can digest it and use it as energy. But if you're giving it something other than sugar, the insulin is just there in the bloodstream. You know, so your body will keep pumping that stuff out and it goes nowhere. Now, I don't think there's necessarily an adverse effect for a long time, but yeah, it is damaging to the body. We're having a real talk here.
This is some real talk.
Yeah. We got somebody on the phone here. We got a doctor from Illinois that says that soda is actually good for you. Well, I'm going with that.
It's because the doctor said it, right?
That's right. 4 out of 5 doctors agree soda is tasty. That other doctor sucks. So, Diet Coke?
Good. It's good. Yeah. I probably have another one.
If it's all that's there.
That should be the motto. If that's all that's there. If that's all there is. You got water and you got Diet Coke. Maybe you should drink some water. I don't know.